say about a guy like him who's really put in the work to be a pro for the better part of a decade?
Well, it's pretty amazing, really, to play that many games in the National Hockey League. I mean, if you look at the numbers of averages and average games guys play and amounts of games, I mean, 700 is a lot of games, and that's that's an amazing career. So it's something as a young guy, and I don't even know, I guess playing one last year, so around 20 games in my career. That's something you aspire to have, and I think Thorbs is a perfect example of that. Someone that works for everything he gets. He's worked every year, and he continues to be one of the hardest working guys. And he's in his 700th game now. So I think that's something that you definitely aspire to have at one point, and that's the goal for sure, to be able to play for that long.
The veteran presence of him and others, are they a calming influence? Do they get you guys over what happened last night, maybe a game that you thought you might have had?
Yeah, I mean, especially the nice part about the busy schedule is there's always another game within a night or two nights, so it's easy to turn the page, and we do some learning, some things we can get better at, and then that's just it, turn the page and get on to the next game, because it's just such a hectic schedule, you don't have time to dwell on anything too much. But the leaders are great. I mean, Wheels and Buff and Scheif and all the older guys, Thorby, Staff, Litz, anyone, Toby, they're all great, and we just seem to have a really tight group. I mean, whether it's young guys, old guys, we're all on the same page, it seems, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Coach decides to cancel practice today. What's it like for guys like yourself that are just getting your feet wet in the league and practices aren't happening as much as maybe you're used to in junior or your short bit in the American League? What's that like?
Well, I mean, I think it's been... I think it's been, every time it's been a great decision. I mean, at this point it's all about performance in the games and being able to be recovered and rested to try to have your legs and your body and your mind back to that 100% recovered state. So, obviously as a young guy, I think a great tool we have now is video to do a lot of learning in between games and after games, things like that, watching video to try to improve on your game. But definitely I'm sure the coaching staff would like to be able to get us on the ice more in practice to work on some stuff, but that's just the way the schedule is, and I think being able to get our rest but then still get our teaching through video and stuff like that is what we've been doing, and it's been been working.
Be able to maybe take advantage more of the pregame skate in the morning on that idea then, if there's something that he sees or something that you want to work on as a guy that's learning?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the pregame skate is kind of get your legs going and stuff in a lot of the drills, but it's just always, maybe before practice, if it's something on the offensive blue line, walk in the middle a certain way or trying to get a shot through or something like that, that's where you have some time before or after practice to kind of work on it. But definitely it's just kind of, more learning through video and then applying it in the next game, which comes really quick. So, everyone loves playing games, I think, more than they love practicing. And, I guess we kind of get our wish this month as players. We're getting our fair share of games.
Well, on that point, I mean, for a hockey guy, what's it like knowing you're going into the Philadelphia's and the Boston, some of these historic places? I mean, how exciting is it for you and a young guy who hasn't been through this?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, last night playing the Philadelphia Flyers in Philly, and, now going into Boston, playing there, and some things like that. It's exciting. I mean, some historic teams, some big time franchises. So, it's fun. It's obviously when you kind of step back from a situation and look around a bit, it's humbling and pretty cool to have that chance. But at the same time, then you kind of snap out of it and back to work. But it's a lot of fun.
Still have any of those wow moments in games at all, or is this kind of routine for you now?
I mean, I guess, since I'm around 20 games, it should just be routine. But, it's just, I try to prepare the same way every day and, come to work and ready to work and try to be consistent. I think that's a big thing if you want to be in the NHL a long time. You talk to anyone that has been, consistency is a huge thing. So that's something I try to strive for. And, you know, I think every time you go to new cities, new places, you know, different things kind of catch your eyes as cool, maybe in the morning skate or something like that. But once the lights come on, it's all go time, I guess.
You've been around him more than anybody else. What do you like most about Connor's mentality? You know, I know obviously no one's pinning yesterday on him, but it's probably at least one you'd like back. And you've seen him bounce back a lot of time in his young career.
Well, Helly's, you know, I think what makes Helly great is that he's so calm. I mean, nothing fazes him. I mean, if it does, he doesn't show it. And I think as a goalie, that's, you know, that gives you confidence behind, you know, to be, have that guy behind you where, you know, regardless of, you know, so one goes in, doesn't go in, whatever, he's got the same expression whether he makes a big save or not. So, you know, Helly's great. And, you know, I think yesterday, you know, you can never just pin it on one guy. I mean, we made some mistakes and gave up some chances, and we had chances as well to score that didn't go in, and that's just the way the game goes. But, yeah, he's a calm guy, and, you know, nothing really fazes him. So that's a big quality in my mind to have as a goalie.